The visual and performing arts have traditionally served as a means for political movements to communicate. But is political struggle itself a subject for art? The title of an art exhibition at the Southwest Environmental Center in downtown Las Cruces, now through April 30th, answers in the affirmative. Protest art, the struggle is beautiful. This may not seem an obvious takeaway from the daily news. Climate disruption threatens natural systems. Society remains organized through exploitative models of power and exchange. Organized labor continues to decline. Rates for alcoholism, addiction, and suicide are all on the rise. The largest political protest event of my lifetime so far was in 2003, when millions of human beings all over the world rallied against the planned invasion of Iraq. The invasion proceeded anyway. We lost. During that period of street protests and organizing, I used to joke that some of the angriest people I'd ever met were peace activists. And yet, in this exhibit, there is a photograph by Chantel Yazzie Martin of a woman wearing a kerchief, speaking into a megaphone with a determined countenance. Her cause is not represented in the image, just a woman standing in a public space, raising her voice. The title of the piece is, I Want to Be Like Her, creating an unseen viewer and suggesting a bridge between generations. There is something timeless and cyclical about demanding justice, but does that make it futile? Or does it connect us with something perennial and deeply human? The western wall of the exhibit is dedicated to charcoal portraits of laborers, undocumented, as we often say, personable human figures, holding up blank sheets of paper, suggestive of bureaucratic invisibility. A colorful sequence of paintings on another wall depicts jaguars and other life systems vulnerable to disruption and fragmentation by border walls. I spoke with the center's Amanda Monroe, as well as Abraham Sanchez from NM Cafe. We spoke of cultivating deep human relationships as a shield against being divided ourselves by walls, real and figurative, systems of power, or internal disputes. At any rate, framing the demand for justice as an ordinary human endeavor, linking generations with their ancestors, speaks to a value not quantified in winning one election or one battle. Sure, we invaded Iraq anyway, and wars rage on. In any given year, a lot of people think there are terrible people in charge of the government as well as of the corporations that decide so much about our lives. Even so, the preciousness of life and the brief time we have together shine like jewels in moonlight. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.